interesting. I don't know if you heard it on the commentary, but I guess they. That's a microphone. That is a specific microphone.
It's like a Sony something.
Yeah. It's not like they recorded the lyrics and then thought it would be way better if we just went and fuzz toned everything.
And they talk about like Mario C saying, well, let's just do it after the facts.
Right.
So that we don't have all of these recordings.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, wouldn't you want them to, like, totally dry so you can then do what you want to them? Like, no. We need to
do this at the beginning from the source. That's a crazy decision to make.
For a rap group. For rappers, you know, for MCs.
For anyone. Like vocals are... Yeah, if you're going to apply such harsh things to your vocals, that's something that you would, like you said, you'd want to have the originals to go back to.
Yeah, like in case, like, oh, you know, no, this isn't working out. But we have all these takes. I don't, you know, maybe, you know, it probably wouldn't have been that big of a deal for them to retake them.
Sure. But it's still pretty, it's still a pretty crazy decision to make.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was
so against it at the time. Like, that record just made no, it just didn't make sense.
Of that, yeah.
It just, it's crazy. I was like, what is going on? It's like, then they're like touring with Cypress Hill and stuff. And I'm like, this is not what I want out of these guys. It was so insane at the time. Like, just top to bottom. And
it was going all, I think a pretty risk-taking album in a lot of ways. Like, it was commercially more successful than Paul's Boutique, but...
Yeah.
Like, having, you know, Money Mark do vocals on a couple of tracks.
Yeah, right.
Like, your Beastie Boys is the backing band for this guy that was a carpenter that you've never heard of. He was building the G-Sun Studios, and then, oh, he can play keyboard? All right, let's have him do that. Oh, he's got that screw gun? Let's use that.
And then there's a dude that was, like, working in a music store where they were buying keyboards from, or, right, or percussion instruments,
right,
from.
Some Cuban dude.
Yeah, they're like, oh, come play on our... Play on our record.
Play on our hip-hop record.
Oh, who are you guys? Have I heard of you? Oh! All right, well, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. Like, for me, when Check Your Head came out, Professor Booty was the only track that I listened to and went, okay, yeah. And everything else just sounded like nothing that I had ever heard before, and I couldn't... I couldn't deal with it. But, like, now... Coming back to it, and even, you know, and Ill Communication is actually a lot the same way for a lot of the same reasons.
Yeah.
But just Ill Communication is just a better, it's a better split. There are rap songs on that album.
No, I mean, Check Your Head's a way murkier record.
Yeah.
But, like, very deliberately so.
Right. And yeah, like, it wasn't until I started, like, making music that I think I started understanding, like, why you would, it's like, yeah, dude, let's just make it totally, like, so you can't really... hear it, or, you know, like you would get into doing weird stuff like that.
Yeah, just like weird studio experimentation.
Yeah,
Beatles style.
Right. Which is why they're the only other band that you could do a game like that for.
I also was really pleased listening to that commentary track that they revealed what the Answering Machine record at the beginning of the Maestro was all about.
Right. Yes.
I spent a good 15 years of my life.
Yeah.
Like, what is that?
Oh, and I totally unleashed Futterman's Rule at Denny's the other day.
Oh, yeah?
While the power was out. a bunch of us went to Denny's. Well, you were out sick.
I was out. But yes, I understood. I picked a decent day to go out sick when all the power went out.
Yeah. We went to Denny's, and of course, you know, it's like, there's like 8 of us or something, so it takes forever to get served, and then they rolled out like 3 of them. It was like, should we start eating? I was like, yep. Futterman's Rule, tour served all my eat, go. I don't think anyone was actually paying attention, but I felt good saying it. So that's...
You said it and it was obeyed, so whether they knew it or not.
Yeah.
Letter of the law.
It went forward, so, yeah. I don't know, man. I'll be really interested to hear what the new record ends up sounding like.
I think it's going to sound crazy.
I hope so.
They make it sound like it's going to sound crazy. I mean, they're calling it Hot Sauce Committee Part 1.
Yeah.
And Mike D has been on...
And, like, the previous title, the previous announced title was Tadlock's Glasses.
Yeah,
Tadlock's... Which is not much... Like, what?
I guess, yeah, they had a tour bus driver named Tadlock who had these glasses he got from Elvis.
Some ill glasses.
Tadlock's glasses, son.
I can totally relate. Yeah, I hope.